and welcome again to A Mixed Bipolar Life, living with ultra rapid cycling mixed bipolar disorder. Hey guys, so how are you all doing during this crazy, difficult, stressful, anxious, sad time? I've had a hard time. I'm kind of doing ups and downs, regardless of medication. I definitely, the first 2 weeks, just found it, or maybe it was the first month. I don't know. I feel like I'm in a time warp. How about you guys? I can't believe that it's been a month. But apparently it has. So at least for 2-3 weeks, I was really struggling every day reading the numbers. I mean, I think now I'm just not reading the numbers as much, but all those people dying, and that's the part that I find really difficult, being very sensitive, being a very sensitive person. But doing a bit better now, and then I had a couple of really, really difficult days in between, because I found out my best friend in high school, she lost both of her parents to the virus. So that was very devastating. It was very devastating news, especially since she lost her sister about three years ago to cancer. I should say her only sibling. Her parents are only children, and so she basically lost her whole family, and I just feel so sad for her. I was really glad, though, I got to see them, all of them, minus her sister, of course, last spring when I went to visit them. They're in Boston, and Massachusetts is very badly hit. The biggest problem was her parents were in a retirement community, not one of the large ones, but one of the smaller ones. Somehow the virus made it in there, and I don't know how many people were killed, but it is what they say about those nursing homes and communities, tight-knit communities like that, where the virus just spreads so easily. And the older people, of course, most of them don't survive it. But moving along, we go on. I wanted to talk today about memory. This has been a big issue for me. And talking to a bunch of other people on psychiatric drugs, it is for them too. And I wanted to ask people, because for a while I was like, okay, I've been having really bad memory issues for the last few years. Is this meds or something else? Of course, I had attributed it to meds a while back, but then I went off Seroquel. I did go on Lamictal, but I also went off diazepam, which is Valium, and my doctor took me off that because of the increased risk for dementia. And by the way, dementia just means problems with memory. I know usually it's used with older people, elderly people that have memory problems, but it can apply to anyone that's having memory problems, whether it's permanent or not. So the diazepam can cause dementia or memory problems, and I definitely, really experienced it with that. But then I'm noticing that even though I went off the diazepam, my memory is still bad. So what I mean by bad, because obviously there's a huge spectrum on memory. The type of problems I have with my memory are staying organized. And not just, when you're hypomanic and you have a bipolar mind, I think it's difficult to stay organized because you can get distracted easily, right? But forgetting things throughout the day, going to do something and and forgetting that I'm in the middle of something or going upstairs or something. And sometimes I'll do that multiple times. And I know we all have some of that, but this is ongoing. I forget what day it is, and not just, and that's easy when you're not working, but like I will think it's Thursday when it's Friday, and then I'll realize, no, it's Friday. And then later in the day, I'll think it's Thursday again. Bad with appointments. Even when I have reminders, if there's an appointment, it reminds me in the morning, you know, an hour, 2 hours later, I'll forget there's an appointment. So I have to be careful with that. TV shows. I think it definitely has gotten better since I got off the diazepam. But because before, I think I've mentioned this, I'll watch TV shows, series, and I will just forget that I've watched episodes. The scariest incident I had was in October, last October, when, and again, I was under a lot of stress. I was getting ready to move. Let's see, I can't remember if I was still on or went off the diazepam then. I think I was still on it. I guess the combination, I don't know, was a killer, because my friend came to visit and I didn't remember the visit at all. And he had mentioned, a few months later, he had mentioned the visit. And I just had to pause to think. And I said, when did you visit? I still, to this day, don't remember it. That was probably definitely the scariest. And again, I don't know what happened. Maybe it was going on the new medication, Lamictal, or going off diazepam. In any case, luckily I do remember visits now. What else? My short-term memory, which a lot of people call it, it's actually by definition called working memory, which means that the amount of memory you can keep in your mind at once. In any case, it seems to have gotten better since I've gone off either the Seroquel or the diazepam. So I can hold memory, you know, hold concepts, ideas in my mind for a bit. That was my kitty cat who was hungry. But I do still sometimes forget things quickly. That definitely happens. And I think that's part of where you walk up to go to a room and you forget why you're there. Although certainly that's not as quick as the working memory, because while you're walking to the room, you're thinking about other things, most likely. But given all the memory problems, I'm still able to juggle quite a bit at once while I'm focusing on something. So that's a good thing. When I went on Wellbutrin, it made me ADHD-like, where I couldn't focus at all because I couldn't think of one thing for a few, you know, I would be able to think of something for 2 seconds and then I'd be, whoops, had a phone call cut off my recording. I didn't expect that. So I'd be able to think for something about something for 2 seconds and then something else would come into my mind. Excuse me. But overall, sorry, allergies. But overall, I think, I've been able to manage pretty well. It is a bummer. I'm actually quite annoyed with it. You know, because you feel kind of, you know, it's something you can't control. And that's frightening. And you do your best to keep control as much as possible with reminders and schedules and checking your schedule and checking your reminders and checking your to-do list, which I'm really bad at, the to-do list part. But Yeah, I guess it's a compromise because nothing's perfect. And there was one person I saw on Facebook who said that her memory got better once she went off her meds, but then she was cycling. So, you know, you have to make a choice. Do I want that difficult upside down life roller coaster? Where it makes it difficult in business, difficult in relationships, difficult how you think about the world, or you're going to deal with some memory loss. It's embarrassing, it is. But you know, I'm up there in age now. You know, not to the point like my parents that have senior moments, but at least I can use my age as an excuse to some degree. So I'm curious what kind of experiences you guys have had. Go to my website, my blog, and let me know. I haven't posted a blog post on this yet, but I will. So come back soon to my blog. Lastly, I just want to first thank you guys for all your support. I so appreciate all the great reviews and comments that you've already left, and please ask that you can continue them. The reason why I do this is to help people, and when I get your feedback through your great reviews or comments and sharing, then I feel like that this is worth it, and it helps encourage me to go on and especially to keep doing this. So please, I would appreciate it if you could take the time to leave me feedback. Obviously, positive feedback preferred. That would just be wonderful. And that allows me to move higher up in these podcast apps to reach more people. And that's the goal. That's what I want to do, is to help you and your loved ones. I also want to remind you that I have a blog. That's bipolarmixed.wordpress.com. So it's the disordered first, bipolar, then mixed, mixed.wordpress.com. Lastly, I have to thank my friend Jill Moran for her wonderful music in the beginning and the end. She is a composer, and she recently started out doing composing for film and podcasts and everything else you can think of. She did an original score for me. She can do music for you, and she is very reasonable and moving up quickly. You can reach her on Twitter at jillmimo.com. That's J as in Jill, I-L-L, M as in Mary, I as in India, M as in Mary, O, Jill at Jill Mimo on Twitter.com. Okay, thanks guys. God bless you. I wish you well. Hang in there, and I will see you next, or talk to you next time.